Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Monday, 22nd of April, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open on a positive note, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a higher start for the broader index with a gain of 139 points. In the previous trading session, equity benchmarks bounced back to break a four-day losing streak, helped by gains in banking and metal names. The Sensex was up 0.8% and the Nifty gained 0.7% in the last trading session. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might be taking a support at 21881 level, while on the higher side, the index may face a resistance at 22184 level. This week, market trends will be guided by corporate earnings season, track implications of tensions in the Middle East, crude oil prices, and macroeconomic data. On the domestic front, HSBC Manufacturing and Services PMI will flash numbers for the month of April, due on April 23. Apart from that, foreign exchange reserves for the week ended April 19 will be released on April 26. Globally, investors will focus on advanced estimates of US GDP for the quarter of calendar year 2024, releasing on April 25. Now let's look at some of the top stocks to be in focus today. Firstly, HDFC Bank will be in focus after the private lender's net profit was flat on a sequential basis, while net interest income rose by 2.1% quarter-on-quarter in the March-ended quarter. Secondly, Wipro shares will be in focus after it reported fifth consecutive quarter of revenue decline. It has ended FY24 with a constant currency revenue decline of 4.4% compared to TCS 3.4% and Infosys 1.4% growth. Thirdly, Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail will be in focus after board approved demerger of Madura Fashion and Lifestyle into newly corporated Aditya Birla Lifestyle Brands. So do watch out for these names. Some of the stocks that will report Q4 earnings today are Reliance Industries, Tejas Networks, Rallis, among others. Vodafone's follow-on public offer will also close today. So far, the FPO has been subscribed by 49%. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Last week, the S&P 500 and Nasdaq composite indices fell up to 5%, while Dow Jones lost 2% as tensions in the Middle East spurred yields, taking away sheen from risky assets. The struggles for equities also come as recent inflation readings have diminished hopes that the Federal Reserve will cut rates several times in 2024. This week will deliver several major economic updates, with GDP data due out on Thursday and key inflation reading on Friday. Corporate earnings could also be a factor in the coming days, with names like Tesla, Meta, American Airlines, Microsoft and Alphabet all set to report in the week ahead. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets rebounded from Friday's sell-off as investors look to fresh data points out of China, Japan and South Korea this week. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.4%, followed by 0.8% gain in South Korea's Kospi and Australia's S&P 200 1% surge. On the commodities front, oil prices were lower this morning, while it posted weekly decline last week after Iran downplayed a reported Israeli attack on its soil. Brent crude was down 0.9% at $86 per barrel, while the US WTI crude fell 0.2% to $82 per barrel. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have VK Vijay Kumar of Geojit Financial Services, who shares his take on what will guide market trends this week. Let's listen in.
There is a clear signal from the market action last Friday. The near 400-point recovery in Nifty from the low levels indicates that the feared escalation of the Middle East tension is unlikely to happen. Israel's restrained attack on Iran and Iran's muted response indicates that this geopolitical issue will not escalate. Brent crude also has declined to $87 after flaring up to $90 initially. Therefore, geopolitics is likely to take a backseat this week, and the market is likely to respond to economic factors. A major negative factor that will weigh on markets this week is the rising US bond yields. The 10-year bond yield above 4.6% will prompt foreign portfolio investors to sell more. Therefore, the pressure will be on large caps, which account for a major part of foreign portfolio investors' assets under management. The market will respond to Q4 results this week. HDFC Bank's results are good. Other banks also are likely to post reasonably good results, even though banks are facing slight margin pressure. Automobiles and capital goods and also cement will post good Q4 numbers. The market is likely to respond positively to these numbers.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.